My purpose of the visit is basically to have a little ceremony on board of the Canadian Navy vessel that has been escorting our ships since August 18. We talked a little bit about the operation and about what needs to happen in the next couple of months, the need for more escorts, because they are leaving on September 27. And of course, it gave me the opportunity to say a thank you to the Canadian government and the Navy to have helped us out for the last 6-7 weeks.
Sir, as you mentioned, the escort duty will end on the 27th of this month. Are there any other countries that have stepped forward to continue this service?
No, not yet. And that is making me very nervous right now. We had an 8-week gap before the Canadians jumped in. In that time, we have basically run out all our in-country stocks. That means my flexibility is basically gone. That means the ship arrives in Somalia and it has to go straight to the beneficiaries. And of course, if I don't have escorts and find vessels of a decent size to help me out, then I'm afraid if that doesn't get resolved quickly, we're going to see serious shortages of food in Somalia.
Now, I understand that some shippers in South Africa are already concerned about this lack of escort service.
That's correct. Those are the bigger vessels. The smaller coastal vessels that we might still be able to find are just not adequate anymore. We need the bigger ships. The first thing they ask you, actually, if you contact them is, do you have escorts? And if not escorts, then they say, well, I have to think about it. Then it becomes problematic to book them up. They hesitate, they are reluctant, and a lot of them will just not go.
Do most of the supplies come into Mombasa and are then distributed from there?
Yeah, some of that, because of the shortage of food in Africa in general. We bought a sizable quantity of food in South Africa, so that needs to go straight from there to Somalia or through Mombasa. Currently, it is about 50-50, but we have to get or from Mombasa or from South Africa.
How much food do you need to bring into Somalia in the next few months in order to avoid food shortages?
Over the next 4 to 5 months, I need to ship in 150,000 tons of food. And the situation is really bad. I mean, if I, for the lack of escorts or other reasons, cannot do that, then I'm afraid that towards the end of this year or the beginning of next year, we're going to see very, very serious situations in Somalia.
What is the situation now in Somalia? Even if you get the food into parts of the country, are you really able to get it to those in need?
Yes, we are. Maybe I should say we still are. We are fully functional. Of course, the environment inside Somalia is not getting any easier. Certainly taking into account that I not just move food, I also move people, and the danger of moving people is sizable. But so far, we are able to operate. It's difficult, it's complicated, but we can. And of course, my first hurdle is to get the food to Somalia, and then subsequently the problems to get it into Somalia and distribute it.
Why is it so difficult to find a country to provide escort service?
That is, in effect, my big question mark. I don't know. The navies that so far have assisted us, started with the French and the Danish and the Dutch, and now the Canadians, they have very positive experiences. They like doing it. They get a lot of very positive coverage from it. So do the governments. So the question of why is it so difficult, I really don't know.
So what do you do at this point? Do you wait for a volunteer? Do you actively make appeals to various countries to supply a vessel?
Oh, yeah, we are very active right now because, again, my level of nervousness is rapidly increasing now. I'm off to Brussels and some of the European capitals for next week to make the plea again. And other people are doing the same thing right now, so we are very actively lobbying